Hi, and welcome to Webcams TV. I'm Corey Fowler, and on my extreme right over there, the Jaffy, as usual. Hey, Jaffy. Thanks for covering the show last week, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you were not in New Zealand.
I was not. No. I was in this lovely grouping of islands called Vanuatu.
Nice.
Close to New Zealand, though. Actually, just a little bit west of Fiji, if you know your geography.
Vanuatu, isn't that where Shawshank Redemption, at the end of that? Was that where they...
I'm not sure, but there was a Survivor season that, like, did the whole... Like, there was a whole season that was filmed on Vanuatu. It was actually really neat.
Nice.
Not the reason I went.
No.
Didn't know.
But just found that out when I was researching on the destination. So, yeah, it was a great time. Really appreciated it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Sweet.
So today we're going to be talking about PHP, and we have a couple of people here from the OSTC, which is a group within Microsoft that deals with open technologies.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah. So joining us is Steven Zarkos and Pierre, and we're going to be talking about what Microsoft's been doing to get PHP running on Windows. There's a recent release of PHP 5.5, which has great improvements and built in a different language, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But how about we let you guys take it away for a little bit, and Jaffy and I will interject here and there with some fun and humorous comments, as we typically do.
Nothing to surprise.
I've never said anything fun or humorous on this show.
All right, well, I guess we can get started. So I'm the PM at Microsoft. I work on the PHP project. Pierre is our, obviously, community lead developer, a member of the PHP community. Just to kind of introduce ourselves for a bit, the Open Source Technology Center at Microsoft, we work on a number of projects besides PHP, although PHP is the most important, obviously. it is. No,
good job.
It's my favorite. No, so we actually do a lot of things here. We sit within Windows Server, and we do a lot of we focus on a lot of server-side technologies and open source. So a few examples of our work here is we work on the Linux Integration Services, which are a set of drivers that we actually contribute to the Linux kernel, and also the FreeBSD kernel, and allows Linux to run well on Hyper-V and on Azure,
cool.
Which is pretty cool. We also do a lot of the work around system center support for Linux and Unix, and OpenStack, allowing OpenStack to manage Hyper-V. We do that work. And we have another project called CoAP. You can go to coap.org, and it's a package management system for open source on Windows.
Yeah,
it's a kind of apt-get for Windows.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Just to
compare.
If you're in the Mac world. Or, yeah, actually, I've been taking a little bit of a look at it, because we have these MS OpenTech Open Nights. And there was a little presentation on CoAP there. So really interesting work.
Yeah.
So I definitely suggest checking it out.
Okay.
I should invite Garrett to talk about that as well.
I should, yes.
So there's some very good work going on there.
So just to give you an idea of who we are in the PHP on Windows team, obviously there are a lot of people in Microsoft and in the community that work with PHP on Windows. But as far as our little team is concerned, there's really four people that we have. There's myself, Pierre. And there's two other folks in the community known as Anatoly, who's another tester developer. He's responsible for a lot of bug fixes. So people see his name a lot on Bugzilla and Git repo. Mm-hmm. And then Matt, who focuses a lot on our test automation. So all the test work, all the grinding and triaging of bugs, he's responsible for a lot of that stuff.
Cool.
So these guys do a lot of the work to ensure that PHP on Windows is basically high quality and bug-free for the most part, or at least bug-for-bug compatible.
Yeah. And Pierre's actually a top contributor to PHP, isn't he?
That's right, actually.
One of them. There are many, and Anatole, if we take a smaller time range, Anatole is one of the top contributors in the last months.
Oh, cool.
That's been within 1 year. The job he was doing was fantastic. And that's the goal, is to get us involved in the best possible way, and the best possible way is to make commits. So,
yeah. In fact, if you look at olo.net, is it olo.net, and look at PHP for the last 12 months, Anatoly, last I checked, was number two in the entire the top 10. So he's quite a contributor.
Cool.
And we have also all the community members in the Windows team, so people taking care of the infrastructure, for example, for the Windows Server and so on. So. That's growing.
That's really exciting. So you're commit early, commit often.
Or break often.
Awesome. So, we've just recently released PHP 5.5.
That's right.
For Windows, which is really exciting. I wrote a blog post on it, so we'll make sure we get a link off to that just to kind of talk about some of the performance improvements in some depth and lead off to other blog posts that talked about some of the things that we're going to cover at a relatively high level here today.
We released 5.5.4 yesterday.
Yes, 5.5.4 went out yesterday, and there's also, if you're...
There's a 5.4 series as well.
There's a 5.4.20.
For 20, yeah. 20? We try to make sync queries now. That means because the securities, the bug fixes, they are available now in all the active branches.
Great.
So speaking of your blog post, I just posted it. That is your blog announcing PHP 5.5. So it's a good summary of a lot of the features and the improvements we've made. But I do have a few slides here I can show, but people should go check that out. I think they can see the URL, right?
We'll have it in the show links below here.
Oh, great.
Jaffe does a great job of making people know that there's links down there. That's his specialty on
the
show.
That's all I've got. That's the only thing I contribute to the show. I do this. And say URL and links.
Definitely go check that out. It's worth it. All right, so PHP 5.5, we made a lot of improvements. The real story around PHP 5.5, aside from all the bug fixes and the massive amounts of testing we've done and things like that, is really we've drastically improved performance on PHP 5.5 for Windows. And there's several things that go into that. There's a new opcode cache that was contributed by Zend. We did a lot of work to make sure that works well on Windows. That's called opcache. Folks can now use that in concert with WinCache. Just enable both extensions, and you can actually get all the caching capabilities. Opcache provides an opcode cache, and WinCache provides a file and user cache. Should I explain what an opcode cache is?
Well, I was just thinking, it's like, we cache the cache, do we make it rain?
That's a key point in performance, cache everything.
Oh, caching is definitely a big thing. So, I would say, just explain for the people that don't understand what opcache is.
It makes PHP faster, in summary.
Long story short, it makes you faster.
But, okay. So every dynamic language typically compiles your PHP script or whatever script you have into an intermediate language called opcodes, right? That's common for all languages. And it does this by default. PHP does this for every transaction, which is very slow. And the thing is about opcodes is they don't change unless your PHP script changes. So it's advantageous to cache those. So unless you're editing your scripts or anything like that, then you don't have no need to recompile. And so it caches that, and you basically can skip the entire compilation phase and save a lot of time and improve performance 2, 3, or 4 times, depending on the application.
Cool.
And what does opcache as well is there is a tiny set of optimization as well. So it tries to optimize the opcache, the opcode directly. So if there is no op and stuff like that, it tries to op that out.
Cool.
Great. So aside from that, we've made other improvements. We updated a lot of the dependencies for PHP, and there's quite a few. These are all open source libraries that are required to build all the extensions, such as database extensions or OpenSSL or any little thing that PHP uses. There's a bunch of these that need to run well on Windows. So we've updated them to use the latest Microsoft compiler, VC11, which is the latest, and build PHP as well with VC11. That alone actually improved performance quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's a great compiler. Improving the compiler is something that we're actively working with the Visual C team on.
Cool.
To do that. Yeah,
thanks to them, by the way. We try to work close together to improving on both sides using PHP as a base. So great job is being done on this side.
Cool. So I notice here that you have PGO. Can you explain a little bit about what PGO is and how it fits into the picture?
So sure. The PGO stands for Profile Guided Optimization. And what that is essentially you use a kind of a test data in order to optimize the final build. So there's three stages. There's you build an instrumented version of the of PHP, of the binary you're trying to build. And then you run it through some tests, and that generates a lot of test data and instrumented data. And then you use that, the compiler, the VC compiler can then use that to optimize your application for the most commonly used functions. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that a lot of these applications use mostly the same core functions within the Zend engine and within other components of PHP, so you can optimize those and get better performance than you would if you just did standard optimization.
Cool.
And you can see actually a blog. We worked with the VC team here to rebuild a blog.
Everyone's typing it all out in the background right now.
You know, that'll be down there.
It's quite a large URL there.
Show notes.
But they wrote basically a quick blog about how we optimize PHP. And it kind of describes in more detail what I do and what we did with what the compiler does and what I just described. And gives you some performance improvements. So just using PHP or PGO with, alone improves performance anywhere from 10 to 25% depending on the application. Cool. So it's a very important feature of VC, and it's something that we make a wide use of, both in PHP 5.4 and with 5.5 now.
Excellent. That's awesome.
It is pretty cool. You want to see some numbers?
Would love to see numbers.
All right, so this is comparing Windows to Windows. I hope this shows up well with the green background. I hope so. But in summary, so we tested a few apps. These are some apps. And what we do is we use like a bunch of load agents, and we hit them and do a bunch of requests and just max out the server as best as possible. And we get some numbers. So using the same server, same configuration, same hardware, but just dropping in PHP 5.3 versus 5.5, we get the following numbers. And in some cases, you can see we improve performance by over 100% with PHP 5.5. And these are things like the compiler I mentioned, updating the builds and everything. PGO, Opcache improves things quite a bit. And then there's tons and tons of API changes and bug fixes that mostly Pierre and Anatoly are responsible for just small 1 or 2% things. But this is something we've been working on since 2008 in our lab to just improve these things little by little and get incremental performance improvements out of them.
That's a continuous work we have been doing since PHP 5.3.0, which was the first version to use mostly only native Win32 APIs instead of trying to emulate POSIX and so on. Yeah. So we first tried to to clean up the API to make use of better API inside the Windows kernel or the Windows runtime. And we keep doing that now. I mean, we keep improving and so on. And just like Steve said, sometimes it's 1%, but it accumulates. So we get at some point very good numbers.
Great.
And easier to maintain as well.
Yeah. Cool. It's exciting because it's, your PHP 5.3 number is WinCache only, and then you did actually go and enable Opcache and WinCache for the 5.5 numbers, so we are taking advantage of that caching, and it's definitely working out really well. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's a recommended. Pardon me.
So those are some great numbers. It's pretty awesome.
There are also numbers that could be interesting in some situations. Memory usage also decreased. For the same kind of requests, there is many optimization has been done inside the engine, which reduced drastically the memory usage, which could be a problem sometimes with massive sharing hosting and so on. So that's the kind of stuff which could be very beneficial as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so that Opcache plus WinCache configuration is what we're recommending. And if you install through WebPI, that's what you'll typically get. You'll get both extensions enabled. And so it's pretty easy to get
that. So
that
would be for PHP 5.5 and 5.4?
Just 5.5. 5.5
only?
Yeah. Opcache is available as an external extension for 5.4, but it's not quite recommended yet. We really have done most of our testing with 5.5, so integration.
But there is one issue, they don't release it too much outside the core. That's something I'm trying to convince them. Hi Zev, we have to discuss. And the idea was really to keep both synced. So that means to have a pickle release for PHP 5.4. PHP 5.3, we don't care really. We have to keep it alive until next year. Mm-hmm. But for 5.4, there is definitely a need to have this Opcache up and running. Yeah. And it will help adoption as well. So,
cool.
So, speaking of kind of all these different branches of PHP, it's good to understand that as of the release of PHP 5.4, the PHP community adopted a regular cadence for releasing PHP, for how long it's going to be supported, when it goes end of life, and all these things are very interesting. So for us, we are really focused this year on 5.3 right now, as you can see from the graphic here, is really in security fix only mode. Mm-hmm. And about this time next year, it's going to be not supported by the community anymore. So it's important that people start looking at some of these other versions to upgrade their servers.
And I was actually at Sunshine PHP, and one of the presenters, he was like, "So, is anyone running PHP 5.2 in the crowd?" Huh. One or two hands went up. He's like, "You shouldn't be here. You should be at home upgrading to 5.4.
He's right. He's right. I mean,
oh yeah, totally.
That's why we created this release process IFC. You can show them, all details about that on the wiki, php.net. But that's the idea is to keep backward compatibility between versions, and to be sure that the people are migrating much faster than what they did in the past, when we have to take care about 5 to 4 years, and it's a pain.
Yeah.
So
we'll be focusing mainly on 5.6. This is a very estimated timeline. In fact, there's actually a little error in this graphic. The 6.0 series may or may not happen. We're just sort of adding that as sort of a hypothetical. But we know there'll be a 5.6. The cadence basically works best when you release every year. So you have a nice cadence of, you know, one goes into life, the other one kind of comes in and takes over. And so we'll be focused on that at the OSTC to make sure that the next version of PHP is you know, high quality and consistent, and has all the features cross-platform and supportable on Windows.
On this part is what we do, or what Matt and Steve are mostly doing now, and bug fixing with Anatoly is, we have IRC. You can already take a look on the wiki or following internal lists if you are motivated enough, and you can already see what will be in 5.6 for what we have already decided, or what we have to decide or trying to discuss. And when we discuss a patch or a new feature, we are testing constantly the patch to be sure that the patch really is working well, mm-hmm. and we work well not on Windows, compile well on other platforms and so on. So when the patch is accepted, usually you get it on Windows right away. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait that we made fixes and so on.
And just to be clear for the audience there, when you say we, that's more the PHP community?
Or for the Windows part, that's mainly us, our team, the OSTC, yeah. and at large the community does it as well. And we do test, the tests we do on Windows is also valid for many Linux distribution and so on. Because I think we are mostly the only one doing intensive testing for even non-committed features.
Hmm. Cool. Awesome. So I know that we're talking about vNext, and there's a really big push in the community to move into different areas that, you know, there hasn't been support for in the past in PHP. Is there anything that we can talk about there in terms of what we're looking to add?
Yeah, I'll let Pierre take some of those slides.
So one of the main requests or feature requests we had in the past years was the 64-bit support. Mm-hmm. Because unlike on all the systems where due to what we use internally in C as a C type for the integer, for example, mm-hmm. you just have to recompile PHP and you directly get 64-bit integer, I mean large integers. But it's not the case on Windows. No matter if you have a 64-bit binaries or 32-bit binaries, you will get 32-bit integer, period. So that's quite a kind of issue. And the second part was to get a large file support. You don't need 64-bit support to get large file support, but if you like to work with files which are bigger than 2 power 32-bit, so somehow need also a large integer. So that's the main work we are doing now. And to do that, it's not only about, it's a lot of changes inside the engine and all the extension, but it's also about making sure that every library we use work well on 64-bit, and that's quite a lot of libraries if you take a look. For example, CUIL work well, but we have to test a PNG library on Windows for that, we have to test other libraries, and we have other, remember, like 30 or 40 libraries we have to test on Valina for that. Mm. So that's quite a big task. And one part which is critical for web application is to interact with databases, which supports for most of them large integer and so on. So it will be easier on the Windows platform than to work with these numbers as well. The next part is, it's UTF-8, but actually it's for those more used to the Windows world. It's a Unicode IOS file system. What it means, one is to get out of the limit of 256 characters, mm-hmm. which is one of the main, most painful thing we have on Windows since, even not Windows, even on DOS back then. So that will be the first benefit. You will get around 32K limit. That should solve almost every problem. Mm-hmm. And the second one is you don't have to worry about anymore which encoding you use for your file paths. If you use Russian, Turkish, or whatever you want, it will just simply work. And the idea on that is to consider any input as UTF-8 and do the conversion internally to the NTFS Unicode system. Cool. That's one of the two main features we will we'll work on in the next couple of months. Only question, and that we maybe answer to the next channel line maybe and so on, is to make sure that it will be supported in Asia as well. Mm-hmm. So to be sure that Unicode file system will be supported in Asia as well, shortly after or at the same time and so on. But this is yet an open question. Cool. So that's the main two things we are working on now, and that's, yeah, many months work to do that.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it's great to see all the work that you've been putting into PHP on Windows, and I love to see all the optimizations, and looking at the numbers and getting those performance gains is really, really nice. And yeah, the work that you're doing towards the future definitely looks like it's going to bring things in line with, you know, large server systems that are running today, and getting people ready to be able to run these really high scale applications with more memory footprint and all that kind of stuff.
And we have done also, I mean, we focus mainly on the PHP core, but we have supported, for example, many other external tools like the Drupal communities for a couple of things, the Symfony framework for to make sure that it works well on Azure. So we try with our resources to support them as well, giving tools or test resources and so on to make sure that they can test and develop on Windows correctly. So because PHP alone will mean nothing, so we just try to make the whole stack working well on the Windows platforms.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the work that you guys have been doing. This is incredible. It's definitely, you know, really well appreciated by the community.
Absolutely.
Jaffe's a huge fan.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely a huge fan. Do you have any questions, Jaffe?
I don't have any questions, but I do have something to say.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Was it today?
No, it was on Monday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
crap, I should have brought something, you know.
That's hilarious. So what about you guys? Do you have any other comments that you'd like to say to the community? And like contributions, how you can get, you know, work
yeah, maybe something
with your team?
If there are many people watching us now and wondering how hard it is to contribute to PHP or how hard it is to discuss on a PHP internal mailing list and so on, I will just say, hey, you don't have to discuss things on internal to contribute. You can, for example, simply take a look at bugs.php.net/random. You take a bug, provide a patch, it will get committed, and that's it. Or you go on edit.php.net, which is a great tool created by the PHP documentation team, and you can edit the PHP documentation. I mean, what you see on the PHP manual, you can edit it online, do typos or improve it or whatever, and you can simply do it. Oh, if you know GitHub, simply on GitHub, do a fork, provide a pull request, and someone will review it and commit it.
That's actually a really good point, is most people think that when you're doing contributions, it's source code only, but there's tons of documentation out there that needs to get updated on a regular basis, and actually that's probably one of the easiest ways to
and become we need people working on our websites, for example. We have many the main website, but we have other tools like the bugs reporting system, we have the Windows website or the QA website, and that's all everything we need someone and people contributing to, helping us to, for example, migrate to the new, we have a new layout on php.net, something like less 80s or 90s look. I like the old one, but I'm an old guy, so it's something different. I'm old school. But that's the kind of stuff you can do to contribute to PHP very easily. And
yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a coder to contribute, because they need people out there that can write, right?
We need good documentation writer. Yeah. I mean, even for translation. That's something, or even in English, because usually a good developer isn't necessarily a good writer. I'm not, for example, no matter the language. And so that's the kind of stuff everyone can contribute very easily and totally ignore the political side of PHP or any other open source project. Mm. I mean, to my eyes, it's only an excuse not to do something. So we just have to provide ways for people to contribute easily without being involved in political issues.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting us.
Really appreciate it. And thanks to all you out there for joining us here on Webcams TV.
Thank you.